Public hearing is conditional use number 1798, First State Cremation Center Incorporated.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a crematory as an addition to an existing cemetery known as Woodlawn Memorial Park to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 22.16 acres, more or less, lying west of U.S. Route 113, 1/2 mile south of Route 329. For the benefit of the commission, I've passed down a survey and site plan for the proposed project located at the Woodlawn Memorial Park Cemetery, and also a copy of drawings provided by the applicants for First State Crematory Services. They are a part of the record and have been a part of the record. I received one agency comment from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Planning and Permit Division. Makes reference to this application. It was received on July 2nd of 2008. Makes reference to the size of the parcel, the location. Site is not within a county operated and maintained sanitary sewer or water district. That on-site septic would be proposed. That conformity to the Western Sussex Planning Area Study would be required. The county is currently conducting a planning study for the Western Sussex area. The study is scheduled to be completed in 2008. The county currently has no schedule to provide service to this project, and that a concept plan is not required. And that was signed by John J. Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. I also was provided with a copy of an April 8th, 08 approval of the building plans from the Office of the State Fire Marshal, which I have a copy of, just a plan with a stamp on it. I don't have a copy of the form. And gentlemen, that's all I have at this time.
All right, sir, we thank you. And is there someone here representing this application? Yes, sir, if you give us your
Chairman,
name.
For the record, okay. My name is C. Kenneth Carter. I'm a professional land surveyor and professional land planner, and I represent Peninsula Cremation Service and Peninsula Pet Cremation Service. And the members of this group, Richard Warren Jr., that's Watson Funeral Home in Millsboro, Perry Rogers, Rogers Funeral Home in Milford, Ed Hannigan, Hannigan Short, Dishroon in Laurel, John Cranston, Cranston Funeral Home in Seaford, Wells Ferries, Ferries Funeral Home in Smyrna, Dave Salmon, who is a licensed funeral director, and he's with Chesapeake Pre-Need Group, George Short, Short Funeral Services in Milton, Barry Short Funeral Home in Georgetown, Kelly Pepper, Short Funeral Home in Milford and Felton, and Joanne Adams, who is here from Woodlawn Cemetery, and myself, I'm associated with the cemetery, Woodlawn Cemetery. The group represents 8 funeral homes, and the plan is for an on-site facility to service these 8 funeral homes. This application is filed under the requirements of paragraph 115-22, conditional use, which states cemeteries, including a crematory, if located at least 200 feet from the boundaries of the cemetery. The purpose of this building, of course, is located approximately 240 feet north of the south property line and about 370 feet west of the existing mausoleum. And I might say at this point that the cemetery was before this commission and was approved by this commission. The area of the proposed cemetery, as Mr. Lank has just stated, is a little over 22 acres. The building is designed to match and fit the master plan of the cemetery. The closest building that we would be concerned with is a chicken house, as a crow flies, about 3/4 of a mile from us, from the site. And the closest residential house is approximately 1 mile from, and that is as a crow flies from the cemetery too. The cemetery is surrounded by other lands of Melvin Joseph Estate. And we are in possession, I don't know, I didn't hear Mr. Lank give that report, of two permits needed from DENREC for this project. And the application has been before the fire marshal, which Mr. Lank reported. And no comments. Cremation rate in Delaware has grown about 25%. There's never been a decline. And many of the people who have moved here seek cremation with their burial elsewhere. And I believe you have been provided with all the statistics of growth of these needs. And I know they were given to Commissioner Vance Phillips. And we ask that you look favorable on this application. The need is for the people and to service the public of Sussex County. And hopefully this will be met. At present, the members of the funeral homes are here, and most of you recognize most of them.
Well, gentlemen, if any of you should decide to expire this evening, we'll just have an auction. All here. Any volunteers? Sorry, guys, I did the best I could. Yes, sir, go ahead.
If there are any questions, we will try to provide you or provide the board with answers.
All right, sir. Well, we'll see if anybody has any questions. We'll start with Mr. Gordy.
What size of the building are you proposing? Do you know the square footage or anything, or just?
I left my folder right home. It's
1,500 square feet.
1,500 square feet.
1,500 square feet. Thank you, Mr. Lang.
Okay. And it's in the area.
It's in the area, yes, about 375 feet to the west.
Okay.
We have no close neighbors other than the Melvin Joseph Estate. And there's over, Mr. Joseph Estate is over a mile along that highway there. And, of course, we're almost in the middle of it. And I appreciate Mr. Lank making comment. There's no demand for county services on this project. We don't need electricity. We don't need school buses. We don't need sewer.
And might need a little electricity back there, don't you think?
Well, I agree with you. We do have.
You're going to use more gas than electric, I know, but you're probably going to need. You're going to need.
Yes.
Yeah. Need some lights. Yeah.
Need some lights.
Okay.
Is there any other crematories around here? Any others?
Yes, there are. I may have to call on one of the funeral directors.
That's fine.
To answer
you may,
that.
If you wish.
That's fine.
There's one down in Frankfurt. It's in a garage, and I've been there and looked at it. And I think there may be another one down the beach. Mr. Parcell may have one. But rather than each individual building their own, they feel that this is a good answer for the county, and we're in a place where nobody would object. And I don't have any objection from the residents that are there already.
Quiet neighborhood.
It's a quiet neighborhood. Thank you.
We're getting it.
I knew I was going to say it.
Yeah. These poor guys out here are probably so sick of hearing stuff like this. But anyway, it's just too much fun for us. Go ahead.
What about the, I guess it's on the main, but what's the days of operation? I mean, is there just 3-4 days a week or 1 day a week? Or
I think it's by appointment.
Yeah, well.
I would think it says by need.
Yeah, I'm sure.
By
it is.
Need. Now, the,
actually, it probably is by appointment because, you know.
The group has considered a person being there most of the time. With the demand that they have had, they feel that they may need a person there all the time. But as you've just stated, it's by appointment.
Yeah.
And even the pet cemetery, we've had a lot of demands for the pets cremation lately. As you can see, if you visited there, Mr. Gordy, the pet cemetery is growing also.
You're gonna offer that service also?
Yes.
Cremation of pets also?
Yes. I believe the application was made that way, Mr. Lang, in the name of...
Well, you're on the record tonight.
Yeah, you're on the record,
but that's fine. That's
yeah.
fine.
I don't have any other questions.
Okay. Mr. Smith?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Carter, I have to say I don't quite know what questions to ask, but I would ask the questions that I would ask under a normal conditional use. I'd like to ask first, Mr. Lang, are we acting on the is it the building back here?
That's the one.
But not the chapel.
That's all
the
done. All we're doing is just the crematorium in the back.
I think you're considering an expansion of the cemetery, which had the mausoleum, and you're just adding the crematory.
The requirement, according to the zoning ordinance that I recited, 115-22, says that in order to build a crematorium, it has to meet certain regulations, and it needs a hearing before your commission.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And it quotes 200 feet in your ordinance.
Okay.
So we're 240 feet and still have expansion if needed.
So then a line of questioning, if this were another type conditional use application, since this is an addition to things such as signage, dumpsters, lighting, that's already taken care of, correct, by the existing chapel. So
yes.
I won't be redundant in that way. Does it require any special security, the building, to?
Oh, it'll be locked the same as the mausoleum is.
I see.
There are gates, and the gates are opened early in the morning, and they're closed and secured late at night to the cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a person who checks the cemetery every evening and every morning to see that everything is in order.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the operation hours are. As I said, it's going to be on a demand need.
Mm-hmm. Does this expanded use create any more truck traffic or any other, any deliveries, anything like that that we would consider?
The only delivery would be during the construction of the building itself and the equipment that would be placed in there. And then, of course, the hearses bringing the people to it for the service. You're not really expanding any traffic.
Okay. Are there any chemicals that are associated with this operation, anything of a chemical or caustic nature that's stored on site?
I'll have to yield to Mr. Ferris on that.
I see a couple no's, but you're welcome to come up and tell us. I need your name, please.
My name is Wells Ferries with Ferries Funeral Home in Smyrna.
Okay.
I've operated Kent Cremation Services in Smyrna for the past 8 years, and no, there are no chemicals. Some of the remains may have been treated with different chemo type therapy and that kind of thing, but as far as the crematory itself, no.
All right.
Whatsoever.
Thank you. That's all the questions.
Okay.
Okay. Mr. Burton.
Like Mr. Smith, I don't know I don't know what questions to ask, but if you mention the word service and I only see two parking spots, is there a need for more parking?
If there is a need for more, we have adequate space to create more parking. The service and maybe Mr. Ferries could address that better. We intend in this house design to have a observation room. Some people like to know that it's being done, the service is being done. And I don't think you would have a group of people as you have going to a funeral to come up and watch a cremation. I think it's two places is what we feel, but we have plenty of room there to expand that parking.
Well, the ordinance may require more than that, too. I don't know what the ordinance would require for that use, but 1,500 square feet might require more than two. And in the end, when they come in for a final site plan, they'll have to have whatever it's supposed to have. I think they got enough land. Mm-hmm. So.
No further questions.
Mr. Lank, anything for you?
No questions. I don't believe it really addresses.
I don't think it addresses.
It does address funeral homes, but that's a
different.
Different. Yeah. So I don't think it really does. It's really.
Well, common sense, maybe.
Common sense offered, numbers offered by the applicants would probably satisfy the commission. And there's additional land there for overflow anyway.
Yeah, I don't think it's an issue. Mr. Katz, anything?
No, sir.
Okay, Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counsel?
No questions, thanks.
Okay, gentlemen, I don't have any questions. I will make this observation, and that is that I appreciate the fact that a group of you have gotten together instead of us having to do this eight different times for each person and so on. So I think it's very wise, and certainly what more appropriate location could there be? And so we appreciate you being here. We'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application that might like to testify. And you guys can take a seat nearby.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1798 First State Cremation Center, Inc.? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1798? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you just may wish to call the office in the morning.